Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Aloha and good morning. This is Bear Wozniak. So if you can see me here, I'm coming out a little bit later than I normally do. So the sun is a little bit brighter on my face than it normally is. Coming to you from Waikiki Beach. See if I can make this tilt a little bit better. Sorry, guys. Let's see how good my tilting skills are there. So good morning. Beautiful day here in Waikiki. I hope you guys, I know you guys, probably had a deeply meaningful Easter weekend. People say Happy Easter to one another, but today I think in this last weekend we can say it was a deeply meaningful season for us, really understanding, going more deeply into what family means and what God means to us and what the meaning of Christ's resurrection is as we look for a new season, you know, in our lives as we go through this dark time with the coronavirus. Remember, during the darkest times, that's when God is closest to you. I remember as a child going to movie theaters in the afternoon, and it'd be so dark in the movie theaters that when you came out, the light would be so bright you couldn't see, kind of blinded by the light. And so I think too, sometimes when there's great darkness, we need to be aware that the light of God's love is shining on us so bright that it almost blinds us, darkens us. You know, the dark night of the soul is when God is closest to the soul. It's just that His light, His love is so bright that we can't comprehend. So draw close to God and He will draw close to you. It's a beautiful day. Yesterday or 2 days ago, it's always like this at this time of year. The whales always tend to come out here around 5:30 or 6:30 in the evenings before sunset. And then they disappear for a while. And then I said last Friday, I guess they're gone. You know, I haven't seen them in over a week. And they always come and seem to make one last pass in Waikiki. So we saw them a couple days ago. And yesterday, Cindy and I went out and we were stand-up paddle surfing in the morning. And so beautiful to see. It's just, I wonder if you're seeing this where you are. Or maybe it's unique to Hawaii, but you're seeing families going out and surfing, but more than that, you're seeing fathers bringing their children out, one or two or three children out, just the fathers with the children. It's profoundly obvious, you know, just so many fathers with their kids. I don't think they notice it, but I sure do. Cindy and I sure do. It's the father, when the father teaches the children surfing, he's bringing them into his world, into a more of an adult. Sure, they're being playful, but he's bringing them on an adventure. And that's what a father should be doing with his family, is bringing them on an adventure with his children. Bring them with him into his world. Bring them along with them. Help them to grow into your relationship with God, into the type of meaningful, deep relationship that you have with God. The last verse of the Old Testament, do you know what it is? I will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to the fathers. So you fathers, during this time, take your children, take all of them, or take one of them at a time, take them into your world, whatever that means. Maybe it means spending time alone with them, but your children need to know that life is an adventure, and bring them into that adventure. Bring them into the adventure of your faith walk. So we're talking about the dignity of man, the unique dignity of man, because we're made in God's image. Being in the image of God, the human individual possesses the dignity of a person who is not just something, but someone. In other words, we are not an object, we are a subject. People say, well, that person objectifies this other person. We are not an object, we're a subject of God's love. He is capable of self-knowledge, of self-possession, and of freely giving himself and entering into communion with other persons. And he is called by grace to a covenant with his Creator to offer him a response of faith and to love and love that no other creature can give in his stead. Now, a response of faith in love. Paul said that faith in Galatians 5, he talks about faith as being something that a faith acting in love. He says a faith working in love. So there's often this conflict in the Protestant world about faith versus works. But a faith that doesn't work is not faith, it's a dead faith. Faith works. Faith is a devotion to God, and God works out in love. So we have faith and love, but faith works out love. That's what faith does. Faith works out love. And love, what is love? Love is willing the true good. What is the true good? God's will. Love is willing the true good for the other in acts of self-donation. That's what love is. Willing the true good and giving of oneself to see that come about, and knowing that the true good is what God wills. And so there has to, the true good must be informed by truth, by knowledge. And that's why we study the Bible and we study the catechism. For example, in abortion, it might seem like the true good would be to help the woman who's finding herself pregnant with no one to support her. But there's the deeper good is to save the life and the dignity of that human person, and know that God's grace will be there for that woman to help her through that tough time. And hopefully there will be those around her, Christians especially, to gather and to help her. But you can see, you have to find the true good, and the true good has to be informed by truth, right? We need to know what truth is. Love and truth have kissed together. Righteousness and peace have sprung up from the earth. Beautiful psalm. Love and truth have to go together. God created everything for man. Ontologically, right, we see that. But man in turn was created to serve and love God and to offer all creation back to him. We do that at Mass. We offer the fruit of the vine back to the Lord. The fruit of our hands back to the Lord. What is it that is about to be created that enjoys such honor? It is man. That great and wonderful living creature, more precious in the eyes of God than all other creatures. For him, the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all the rest of creation exist. God attached so much importance to his salvation, you know, man's salvation, that he did not spare his own son for the sake of the man. Nor does he ever cease to work, trying every possible means until he has raised man up to himself and made him sit at his right hand. That is St. John Chrysostom from, I think, around the 3rd century. I've read most of his writings, but I forget when it was that he wrote. He's a great preacher. In reality, it is only in the mystery of the Word made flesh that the mystery of man truly becomes clear. Read it again. In reality, it is only in the mystery of the Word, capital W, made flesh, that the mystery of man truly becomes clear. Here's St. Peter Chrysologus. St. Paul tells us that the human race takes its origin from two men, Adam and Christ. The first man, Adam, he says, became a living soul. God breathed into him and he became a living soul. In other words, imago Dei, a spiritual, rational soul. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. He didn't become a life-giving spirit. He is a life-giving spirit. The first Adam was made by the last Adam. In other words, Adam was made by Jesus, from whom he also received his soul to give him life. The second Adam stamped his image on the first Adam when he created him. That is why he took on himself the role in the name of the first Adam, in order that he might not lose what he had made in his own image. Remember, Adam means man, and Jesus called himself the Son of Man. That is why he took on himself the role and the name of the first Adam, in order that he might not lose what he had made in his own image. The first Adam, the last Adam. The first had a beginning, the last knows no end. The last knows no end. The last Adam is indeed the first, as he himself says, "I am the first and the last." Let you enjoy the Waikiki sunrise. You probably can't see it, but off in the distance there's several OC-1s, outrigger canoe, one man, OC-1s. I had an OC-1 here. I love to surf it. Surfed it for probably 15 years, but gradually I couldn't get it repaired anymore. The stress of surfing these super light carbon fiber outrigger canoes stressed it so much that eventually they couldn't repair it anymore. They said, "You're going to be riding that canoe and you're going to have a burial at sea." So I gave it to someone who was just going to paddle it in the canals and lagoons and not take it out to where the surf is. But I miss it. I have one in Florida, thankfully. But everyone's practicing social distancing. Usually this time of year you see the eight-man canoes, the big eight-man canoes that all the teams come out and practice, and they have all these outrigger canoe races, which are so cool. They'll race from island to island or from bay to bay. And at times it's cool in Waikiki's 4th of July, don't bother coming because gets taken over by canoe races, and they race out through the surf past these buoys and then come back in, and it's always cool to see if they can make it over the big waves or if they catch a big wave and help catch the team in front of them because they're surfing the wave better and things like that. But you see the one-man canoes out there just about where the water gets deeper. It's beautiful. Love you guys. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, aloha, viva Cristo Rey, and happy Easter. It's the Easter season now. Aloha.